Marinette County District Attorney Deshae Moreau has ruled that a man's death during a June 25, 2025 traffic stop in the town of Grover was caused by acute methamphetamine intoxication and that sheriff's deputies acted appropriately and did not contribute to his death.
As his symptoms became worse or he showed some signs of distress, you know, they actively engaged in life-saving measures, you know, asked the rescue squad to hurry up, basically. And so they gave him 4 doses of Narcan, continuous CPR, and a defibrillator, all unfortunately without success. But they went above and beyond in trying to A, prevent a problem, and then B, respond to it after it had already occurred. But again, completely out of their hands as to what this person did before they made contact with him, unfortunately. And, you know, it's a very sad situation anytime someone passes, and we certainly express our condolences to his family.
According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation, deputies and a Kripitsk police officer pulled over a vehicle around midnight on County Highway B and Poplar Ridge Road. The driver, identified as 43-year-old Jason Kemp of Peshtigo, appeared to put something in his mouth as officers approached. Deputies later found plastic and crystal-like substances in the truck that tested positive for methamphetamine. Despite repeated questions from deputies, Kemp denied ingesting drugs. When his condition worsened, deputies called for rescue, monitored him, and eventually removed him from the squad car to begin CPR. An autopsy revealed Kemp had 96,000 nanograms per milliliter of methamphetamine in his blood, a level the pathologist determined was fatal.
Different than like an officer-involved shooting, because the officers didn't do anything to cause the death. The death just occurred while the person was detained. But again, we just want to be as open and transparent as we can about this, and so that's why we brought in DCI, Division of Criminal Investigation, to investigate.
The DA's office thanked the Wisconsin DOJ for its investigation and extended condolences to the Kemp's family and friends. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch.